Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, can I welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. Let me thank God for all those who called in and who tested us last week concerning the message. I'm happy that this message is making good impact in our life. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. And also, I want to thank God for all of us for the testimony that you are given concerning this program, Church on Air. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, by the grace of God, you can help me to invite all your loved ones, help me to invite your family members, or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel. And together, by the grace of God, we shall be blessed today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For some times now, probably for the past 6 or 7 weeks ago, we've been talking on the subject supernatural speed. You know, or we call it divine speed. I don't know the one you want to pick out of the two, but that's what we've been sharing together. That's what you've been saying. And I'm sure that God is giving you speed in your life. God is giving you speed, you know, in every situation of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue on the supernatural speed. And let's open our Bible through the book of John. John chapter number 6. Can we start to read from verse 16 down to 19? John chapter 6 from verse 16 down to 19.
And when even was now come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by the reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing near unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went.
Wow! What a story this morning. This is what we are going to consider this morning. You know, want to see how God gave them supernatural speed. But one thing I want you to know this morning is that in every journey of life, there is always an intrusion. You know, in every journey of life, you know, the devil wants to use a way to stop you. In every journey of life, you know, can I say to you that, you know, all these problems that you are facing is normal. Why? Because anyone that has a great destiny, you know, the devil will come to stop the person. Thank God he cannot stop you. If you are a Christian, if you are born again, you know, look at what happened in this scripture. Bible says the disciples, you know, they were going to their side. They were going to Capernaum, you know, and as they were going, something tried to slow down their speed. Can you see now? Something rose up against them, you know, and just to hinder them from getting to where they are going to. Wow. So all this calamity, all these storms, they are part of life. I have shared this with you before on this program, that storms are part of life. But when they come, at the end of the day, they will glorify God. When storms come, when you stand in Christ, do you know that storm brings promotion? You know, you don't need to be in sin before storms come to your life. In fact, when you look at Matthew chapter 8, Bible said there that Jesus himself experienced storm in his life. Wow. Our Lord Jesus, you know, the wind was boisterous against him. It's as if to say it will consume him that day. But you know what now? He spoke the word. Let there be peace. And Bible says there was peace. Now, today, I want you to know that all that you are going through is normal. You know, a lot of people, they fool me, they said, I'm experiencing, you know, something draw me back in life. I'm experiencing retardation. There is no more spiritual acceleration in this area of my life. I said, don't worry. You just take charge. Because you are in charge. So Jesus, Bible says, when he was not with them. Now, you must know that at this point in time, Jesus was not in the boat with them. Now, let me tell you something. When Jesus is not there, the devil will oppress you. When Jesus is not there, you know, the devil might want to molest you. And that is why you need Jesus. That is why You need to be born again. That's why you need to bring Jesus into your life. That's why, you know, in the book of John chapter 15, in verse 5, Bible says that without me, you cannot do anything. Now, you need Jesus. Don't forget that they are coming from somewhere. You know, Jesus just finished feeding 5,000 people. So, when you have a breakthrough, don't think that's the end. The devil wants to break you down. So don't think that when you're in the euphoria of, you know, liftings and breakthrough, you need prayers. Jesus fed 5,000 people, and you know what happened? The people wanted to make him a king, and it will be a diversion. He has not come to this world to become the Olu of something, to become the enemy of something. He came to redeem it. You know, he came as a savior. So when he fed people, you know what happened? The people, you know, wanted to make him king. Wow. And he, assuming he has settled their kingship, it means that he has derailed his destiny. Can you see that? And that is why you must be careful. You know, so that people will not derail your life and your destiny. So what are we saying? In verse 18 of that John 6, what happened? John 6, 18 years.
And the seal arose by the reason of a great wind that blew.
Why? What is arising in your life? Is it sickness? What is arising? Is it too much? What's arising? Is it affliction? What's arising? Is it the covenant or the curse over your life? What's arising? Is it evil family pattern? You know, all those that wants to arise today in your life, we scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. What is that wind that is blowing against you? I stop that wind in the name of Jesus Christ. What is that wind that is blowing against your marriage, blowing against your business, blowing against your health? In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. When the devil wants to stop you, they release the wind. Okay? Every wind that they have released over your life today, over your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stop them. I say I stop them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, because of this wind, it slowed down their speed. Can you see now? Some of you, you could have gone very far in life, but because there is a wind blowing, it has slowed you down. Somebody is supposed not to be at this level, but because of one speed or the other, it has slowed you down. There are some of you hearing me this morning, you know, you are not at the expected level. Well, no, thank God you are not there, but I know you will still be there. Because every wind that is slowing your life down, today they are arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see? The devil wants to slow you down. The devil wants to arrest you. The devil will not want you to get to where you should get to. But I say, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, you will get there. I say, you will get there in the name of Jesus. So Bible says in verse 19, yes.
So when they had rode about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship, and they were afraid.
Wow. You know, Jesus was on the boat. So Jesus knew their problem. Jesus knew that they are in problem. Well, you know, it reminds me sometimes ago when I was about to get married and I just went to see one of our in-laws, probably in Lokoja. You know what happened? You know, and they said we should skip, you know, on the water. So we went to River Niger to cross to River Benue. And, you know, we entered joyfully, trying to enjoy ourselves with the boat. But at the middle of the water, the engine stopped. Ah, I was afraid. You know, I told my wife to be, I said, it's like we are going to do our marriage on the water. You know, she told me, no, don't stop like that. You know, because at that point in time, we are in a critical situation. I looked toward the north, toward the south, east and west is water. How? How are we going to get out of this serious situation? As we are on that water that day, I discovered that my parents are at home. I was thinking that my parents would not know that I was in this situation. But see Jesus. That's why when you have Jesus, you know, he knows everything about you. Can you see now? Jesus came at the right time. Jesus came for their safety. Jesus came to rescue them. And thank God, You know, he was walking on the water. The water was their problem. So Jesus is bigger than your problem. Now, see Jesus. You know, the water was boisterous. You know, the wind was blowing against them. It was serious. And yet, Jesus is walking on the water. Can I tell you this one very well this morning? That you need Jesus. Because Jesus is bigger than every problem in your life. Bigger than every problem confronting you this morning. So you need Jesus. You know, you need him seriously. I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you. For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. We are talking this morning on supernatural speed, and I was telling you the example of Jesus walking on the water and walking on the thing that is bringing a problem. Do you know where we are going? Let us try to draw that gradually. Bible says, when they saw Jesus, they were afraid. Because they have never seen a man walking on the water before. Or have you seen a man walking on the sea before? Have you? No, we have never seen such before. You know, Jesus, he was walking on the water. Eh? Well, and when they saw Jesus, they were afraid. They said it was his spirit. They did not believe, they couldn't believe that it was Jesus. How can a man be walking on the water? Hear me? The man who is a supernatural is the one that can handle every problem of your life. Now, when Jesus spoke to them, he said, "It is I. Be not afraid." Jesus is telling you this morning, he wants to help you. You know, he wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to change your situation. He wants to calm that problem. You know, he wants to take you to a new level in life. Will you allow him? And I say, as you are lying this morning, he's taking over your life. He's taking charge over your life. You know, you are going to arrive at your destination with a great speed in the name of Jesus Christ. So, in verse 21, what now happened? Yes.
Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went.
Wow! Now, they willingly, they receive him. That's why you must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Oh my God. If you can receive Jesus this morning, things will change your life. I'm telling you, I have passed through problems of life. I have discovered that without Jesus, you know, the crisis will continue. But when you have Jesus, the peace of God will multiply your life. And you will get to your destination. Now, do you know the Bible says that, you know, they willingly receive him? How many of you this morning will say, "Jesus, come to my life"? How many of you will ask your Savior to come to your life, to come and reign in your life? You have been laboring, you have been toiling, you have been doing everything. It amounts to failure. Now, you are not meant to fail in life. You are meant to succeed. You know, and the factor that can bring success into your life is Jesus in you. The Bible says Jesus in you is the hope of glory. Now, they receive Jesus as you are going to receive this morning. That they look at what happened. This is where we are going right now. The Bible says, as they receive into the ship, what now happened?
And immediately,
what happened?
The ship was at the land whither they went.
Wow! The ship came to land immediately. It's like a big You record it again. Something else happened. No, push you at that point. At that point on the water, they were at the seashore. Wow! How can you explain this? The disciples who were at the middle of the sea immediately saw themselves at the seashore the moment Jesus entered the boat. Hi! All laws were suspended and the boat came to the seashore. I declare to you that God is going to give you speed that will cause you to bypass all obstacles before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? They received speed. Every natural law was suspended. They saw this. Just like in the days of, is it Philip now? You know, when the Spirit took him from the wilderness of Gaza and took him to the town. Wow! So, everything the devil is using today, the original is Jesus. He can catapult you. Oh! He will take you to a level that the enemy will not be able to see you again. So, on that seashore, they found themselves up to the seashore. From the flood to seashore. Hey, every plan of the devil, to submerge you this morning, to submerge your life, I nullify the name of Jesus Christ. Every flood that want to enter into your marriage, this day I curse them in the name of Jesus. This morning I feel like praying for you. All of you have been asking me to pray for you. All those who have been testing us, phoning us, you have been asking for prayers. Today is the day I'm going to pray. Even though I've not finished this series, I'm going to finish next week by the grace of God. Can you open your hands this morning? I want to bless you. I want to pray for you prophetically. And I want you to say a resounding amen and things will change in your life. Today, you will gain divine speed in the name of Jesus. And you will make appreciable progress in all that you do in the name of Jesus Christ. Delay is terminated in your life. Wherever the enemy has slowed down your progress, I destroy by fire the power of the devil in the name of Jesus. You shall no more struggle nor suffer hardship in the name of Jesus Christ. The God of divine intervention will surely intervene concerning your situation and in all your circumstances. He will give you divine enablement to pursue after your dreams in order to accomplish them with great successes in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, receive the anointing of ease. You will not have to struggle to accomplish great things again in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will make it easy for you as from today in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough will henceforth come to you without struggling in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven will dispatch the angelic host to bring unto you that which you seek after. Men that have what belongs to you, we willingly give them back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Powers that withhold your blessing shall know no peace until they have bring them back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God will trouble them with double troubles in the name of Jesus Christ. He will withdraw their sleep and cause them release your blessings without delay in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to you this morning, according to Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 14, it says, saying, surely blessing, I will bless them, and multiplying, I will multiply them. From now on, you will begin to enjoy the full manifestation of God's eternal promises and blessings for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be no more loss in your life. Whatever you have lost before, you will recover now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let there be restoration in multiple fold in the name of Jesus Christ. You will henceforth pursue after your enemy in the name of Jesus. You will overtake them and you will recover all that belongs to you without fail in the name of Jesus Christ. As the word of God has said in the book of Joel 2:25, he said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. The years you have lost must be restored back to you in the name of Jesus. The ground that you have lost, recover them in the name of Jesus. The money you have lost, recover in the name of Jesus. Even the business you have lost, recover in the name of Jesus Christ. The time wasted in your life, now recover back in the name of Jesus Christ. You will no longer be a lone ranger. I take you from the back position to the front in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will slow you down again in the name of Jesus Christ. Take back your promotion. Take back your job. Take back your children, especially you that are looking unto God. Take back your husband. If you have no husband or wife, take it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take back your health. I say, receive your health back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even according to Isaiah 58 verse 5, he says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. In case you are sick this morning, your health shall spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus. You will recover speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in speed because I'm enjoying God's speed. And that speed is for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take back your ministry. As many of you who have lost ministry, who are no more in the ministry, receive back in the name of Jesus. Take back in the name of Jesus your blessings. Take back your breakthrough. Take back your integrity. Take back every friend and family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be divine intervention in your life. Receive divine speed and complete all that you have lost to the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you have lost to the devil, now start to receive them back in the name of Jesus. It is well with you and all that concerns you. Hallelujah. Believe it. Receive it. Embrace it. And enjoy it. And it is well with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So they receive Jesus into their boat. Today, I beg you, receive Jesus into your life. And it will bring speed. You know, when they receive Jesus willingly into the boat, the Bible says they found themselves from the middle of the water to the seashore. How did they get there? Nobody can understand. Nobody can explain. You know, God is going to do something in your life, give you a speed that nobody can understand. You are having a breakthrough that nobody can explain. And so it shall be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, today, you know, all I want you to know is that, you know, you are having a new speed in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Bible says in verse 21, then they willingly receive him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Immediately the ship was there at the land. No more flood in your life. The Lord is taking you higher today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure the Lord has blessed you this morning, and I'm sure that you have received the word from the Lord. I know that your life is changing for good in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us your attention this morning. And by the grace of God, I'm expecting your reaction. You are free to also phone us. And I'm sure that God will still use us to explain better things for you. Thank you so much. I see you again next week, this time, this station, in the name of Jesus. Bless you. Hallelujah.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you. For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.